Welcome once again to more stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra Knox, your host for Inspiration Sounds. Today we bring to you episode 28 and more ancient stories from Sri Chinmoy's collection of books entitled Great Indian Meals. I have chosen two stories from book number 7, featuring both heroes and villains, and main characters whose names both begin with A. The first story is an intriguing episode taken from the epic and awe-inspiring text the Ramayana, which translates into The Travels of Rama. It is attributed to the great poet Valmiki and tells the legendary story of Prince Rama, whose wife Sita is abducted by the demon Rakshasa Ravana, king of Lanka. Well, we don't have time for you to hear all of the Ramayana today, so I've taken a short piece in Sri Chinmoy's own account of an early scene between Ravana and his commander-in-chief, Akampan. And the second story concerns a son who, against all the advices of his mother, attempts to free his father from the confines of a cage in a river. I hope you enjoy them. I'm Budsamudra. Akampan the Hero, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. King Ravana was the greatest demon. His commander-in-chief was Akampan, his uncle. Akampan's mother, Kitumali, and father, Shumali, were so proud that their son was commander-in-chief of the great monarch Ravana. In the Dandakaranya forest, Rama killed thousands of Rakshasas. When Akampan brought the sad news to Ravana, the king became furious. He scolded and insulted his commander badly.
"You are useless," he said to him. "That is why your soldiers could not fight."
Akampan said, "What can I do? Rama is so powerful, so unimaginably powerful."
Ravana replied,
"Powerful, powerful. You are useless, useless, my commander."
Akampan said, "My lord, you want us to seize Ramachandra's wife Sita for you. But I tell you, by fighting you won't get her. You have to play some trick. In some tricky way, you have to steal her. In a fair way, we will never, never get her."
Ravana became furious again.
"We won't get her because you have no strength. No physical strength, no vital strength, no mental strength, no soul strength."
"Soul strength? What is it? I'm hearing this word soul for the first time from you. What is soul?"
Ravana said,
"Forget about it. Forget about it. Physical strength you need. Physical strength."
"With physical strength, we will not be able to get Sita."
"I am sorry," said Akampan. "It is only by trickery that we will get her."
Indeed, it was by playing a trick that Ravana eventually did take Sita away from Rama. But when the fight took place between Ravana and Hanuman, the greatest devotee of Rama, Hanuman threw a huge tree at Akampan and killed him. When Akampan was killed, Ravana's mother, who was also Akampan's sister, cried bitterly for the loss of her dearest brother. Ravana said to her,
"My dearest mother, your brother was a great hero. To be a great hero is infinitely more valuable than to remain alive. Akampan is mortal, but his valor, his strength, his capacities, those are immortal. Who cares for his death? Death comes to everyone. but he has fought like a real hero. Therefore, Akampan remains immortal, especially in my life.
Ashtabakra frees his father. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Kahore, disciple of the great sage Uddalaka, was married to his teacher's daughter, Sujata. Kahore was an authority on the Vedas and the Upanishads, and everybody admired him for his great knowledge. While Sujata was pregnant, Kahore went to King Janaka to show his Vedic knowledge. He hoped that the king would appreciate him and give him lots of money and property. In the palace, Janaka had a great sage and scholar named Bandi. When Kahore arrived, Janaka told him, "If you can defeat the palace sage in arguments, then only will I give you money and property. But whoever loses the debate will be thrown into the water and have to stay there. Do you agree?" Bandi said, "Yes, I agree." Kahore smiled and laughed. "I can easily defeat Bandi. Let's enter into argument." From the Vedas and Upanishads they quoted. Each wanted to show his supremacy. At last it was finally proved that Kahore lost. Kahore was thrown into the water, and there he had to remain for many years. Meanwhile, Kahore's child was born. His name was Ashtabakra. He studied the Vedas and Upanishads like his father and became totally conversant with them. Even before he had been born, in fact, while he was still inside his mother's stomach, he had learned the Vedas and Upanishads. It was during this period that he had found fault with his father's Vedic knowledge and corrected him from inside his mother's womb. In his anger at being criticized, Kahore had cursed his son, and Ashtabakra was born with his body twisted in 8 places. Even so, he forgave his father, saying, "My father did the right thing. Why did I find fault with him? It was my fault." One day Ashtabakra told Sujata,
"Mother, I am now grown up. Please, let me go and challenge the sage Bandi. I will be able to defeat him and free my father."
Sujata said,
"Your father also bragged and said he would defeat Bandi. Because he failed, he is no longer with us. He is inside the water. We can't see him and he can't see us. We can't go to him and he can't come to us. So boasting is not good, my son. Let us stay peacefully here. Let us see what God does for us to bring your father back. Definitely one day we will be able to bring back your father."
Ashtabakra replied,
"Oh no, mother, I shall not listen to you. I am going to King Janaka's palace and I will defeat Bandi."
So he travelled to Janaka's palace and, like his father before him, he challenged Janaka's sage and philosopher Bandi. Bandi accepted the challenge. But this time it had been decided that if Ashtabakra defeated Bandi, his father would be freed. Bandi would not have to go into the water, but Ashtabakra would be known as the greatest scholar and sage. For quite a few days they argued, each one showing his capacities. Finally, Bandi lost. Then Ashtabakra entered into the river and got his father. The moment Kahore came out of the river, Ashtabakra's body became totally normal. All his bends were gone. His father's happiness had changed his body. so everyone was happy. Ashtabhakra took his father home and they all lived together happily. This also made King Janaka happy. Even Bandi was happy to know that there was someone superior in knowledge to him. Bandi was a great scholar and sage, and he also had abundant sincerity. He did not have any jealousy. Bandi said, "If there is someone really superior to me, I should be happy instead of becoming sad and miserable." So in his defeat, Bandi was quite happy. He made up his mind to learn the Shastras, the scriptures, more thoroughly, and to devote more time to spirituality. Everyone was swimming in the sea of delight. Thank you for listening to episode 28 of Inspiration Sounds. Of course, as always, all of today's stories are available at SriChinmoyLibrary.com. So go online if you wish to see these stories, plus around 1,300 other books that are there now available online. Now, next week, we'll have a feature on the life of Shivaji, a Hindu king who struggled for many years against the Mughal emperors. Until then, I hope you have a great week. Look after yourselves. I'm Butsamudra. It's goodbye for now.